The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Letters and texts and emails and phone calls are coming in from around the country suggesting that I never yawn on the air again. Apparently, I yawned a little too loudly last hour, so we will try to refrain from that. But right now, we're going to talk to Captain Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Don. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
Nice to meet you, sir, the other day at National Hunting and Fishing Day.
And I just wanted to comment how much I enjoyed walking around, talking to the folks up there. You know, it's amazing how passionate folks get about their hobbies and their avocations. Very engaging, very approachable. Everyone who was there and the DNR folks, I just had a very nice time. It was well worth the drive across the city to get up there, you know, from down here in Stony Beach.
Sure.
Where, by the way, it seems like a hurricane down here. The wind is just blasting against the back of our homes down here.
Wow.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think the impact of all this rain is on the fishing in the upper part of the bay? I've heard from some of what I'll call the old-timers that we're going to see the rockfish push down further in the bay. We're going to see an increase in the numbers of catfish, which have been plentiful this year, by the way. And at least from my perspective, I've caught just tons of catfish.
Sure.
And it's going to affect in somehow the blue crabs. So what do you think about that?
Well, what we have in the upper bay, of course, the bay is fed by the Susquehanna River. Pretty much all summer, the rainfall has been way down. They haven't been running a lot of the gates to allow water through from the upper river, the Susquehanna in Pennsylvania. And I think what has happened is some of the grasses have been reestablished in the Susquehanna Flats. I've been told it's just spectacular up there with the grasses. We had one of the Bassmaster events on the upper bay, and those guys left that area, I guess, because there was a lot of grass there, one of the reasons, and fished, the other outlying areas to catch their fish. But, as we all know, the submerged aquatic vegetation is an indicator of the health of the bay. What will happen now with this deluge of rain, and they'll begin to open more and more of the gates on the Susquehanna Dam. I don't know if you know this or not, but behind the Susquehanna Dam on the Pennsylvania side, all that water is dammed up. There's a tremendous, tremendous wall of sludge that just the dirt that flows down the river and doesn't go through the gates just accumulates there at the base of the dam on the other side in the Conowingo.
I've never heard that before.
In the Conowingo pool.
Really good information, yeah.
And when they open those gates, they start breaking up that big pile of sludge, and all that silt comes running down the Susquehanna River, and it covers the grasses, and it rips out the grasses by the roots. And you will start to see an influx of fresh water into the upper bay, and of course, then due to the tidal action, it'll flush down through the bay, and it will have an impact on the fishing, and not necessarily a good one. What'll happen is, the fish on the flats will spread out. They'll find cover. you know, they'll find they'll be driven off the flats and the area where the silt is coming in. They'll be driven out into the creeks and into the other areas. And I don't know about the increase in rockfish and catfish and that type of thing, but you know, the old timers are right. These fish are going to get out of that, flood and sludge, and you know, this they can't breathe that stuff, so they're not going to sit there in that silt-soaked water and breathe that stuff. So they're gonna seek cover elsewhere. As far as anybody fishing right now, I'm thinking that the fish are already wet, so they're not going to mind the rain. But what they do mind is the climatic, whatever the word is, the effects of the pressure fronts on them. And maybe you've heard this, and maybe you've not, but the old adage is, when the wind is from the south, it blows the bait in the fish's mouth. When the wind is from the north, wise fishermen do not go forth. When the wind is from the west, that's when fish bite the best. And when the wind is from the east, that's when fish bite the least. Anytime there's an easterly flow here on the East Coast, where we have a nor'easter or a southeast wind, both fish and game hunker down and don't necessarily feed as actively as they would in other conditions. So, I don't know.
That's just very interesting to hear you talk about that. And I had not heard about the compass assessment of fishing.
Well, there you go. So keep your eye on the wind, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And I think you'll find that any time we have low pressure and any time we have a easterly wind, I don't even like to go deer hunting when we have a northeast or southeast wind. Although, you know, the animals are out there, they're going to feed regardless. They may just stick closer to home. It depends on a lot of conditions when it comes to hunting. And the fish are going to feed, but fish are more than likely, they're more able to go without feeding for a day or two during some downtime, and of course the availability of food is also, at risk during a storm like this, and the high water flows and things like that. I think I'm pretty well spot on with that. But if anybody else has any other ideas, they're sure welcome to call and correct me. I know my buddy Uncle Dale in Easton may call in and talk to that a little bit, but we'll see what happens. We did hear last week that some of the folks in fisheries are looking at budget cuts. Some of the programs in fisheries might be cut. We're not sure yet what's going to happen there. But we're just hoping and praying that that we're able to maintain the tremendous scientific work that we do here in Maryland. I know that, you know, it makes crabbing tough for guys to be out there in this weather and this water. They're trying to make a living, but they are coming to the end of the season, and with October 1st, of course, the beginning of the oyster season too. So anyway, Don, thank you very much. I'm rambling.
Okay, no, it's all good information, and Al, I gotta tell you, that's the reason I wake up at 5 o'clock, just to listen to stuff like this. Just, you know, it's good information, and thank you so much. Enjoy the show, and take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Fran, Miss Fran in Baltimore. How are you, dear?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Thank you for mentioning what I tried to send you to show appreciation for what you do for the hunters. I'm a strong believer in the written word. Okay.
Indeed.
And people can shake your hand, pat you on the back, have a barbecue, and all kinds of things. But it's something about the written word that will be around as long as the person wants to hold on to it. And that's why people can go back and read cards and letters from many years ago. And if it made your heart feel a little bit good, it can make your heart feel a little bit good for a long, long time. So that's why I believe in the written word. It's very important to write stuff down. Now, another little thing I want to mention that I didn't have on my little list, but since you said you're being bombarded with the emails and what have you of people talking about how you yawned on the air,
mm-hmm.
I have a message for all of you. First of all, this man is human. Second of all, there's an old superstition that a yawn must be witnessed. So if his yawn made you yawn, that's not in his control. Third of all, instead of sending messages about how he should never yawn on the air again, I want you to take into consideration, did you hear what kind of week he had? Did you hear how every night he's somewhere promoting the hunting culture? Take your little time and send him something in writing to show your appreciation. Not worry about he yawned. The man is human. He's tired. And you can send it in writing so that he can have it, that you do appreciate the show. Don't worry about the yawn, okay? You know the post office box 451 in Sykesville. Send him something in writing. And while you're doing that, you can put your money where your little complaint is and send a donation. Now, that's what I have to say.
But, Fran, how do you really feel?
you know me.
Once you get started, no stopping you. I appreciate that. It is true. It's nice to go to these events. It's nice to, you know, it's nice to rub shoulders with people. It's nice to be able to address groups and that type of thing. And at the end of the day, you look around and you go, hey, I just talked about your hunting privileges and your traditions and your heritage and what we're trying to do to protect that in Annapolis. Mm-hmm. And a nice, you know, polite applause, and that's about as far as it goes, you know. So, it's sometimes an exercise in futility. Sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes you get a little down in the dumps when you leave those events and not one person after the event has spoken to you about what you said for the last, you know, for stood on the stage and put yourself out there for 10 or 15 minutes. And I talk to those groups just like I'm talking to the folks here on the radio, and I just tell them how it is. And I tell them that, you know, you guys hunt here in Washington County or Frederick County or, wherever you hunt in Maryland. That's where you hunt. That's your hunting grounds. But, you know, during 90 days in January, February, and March, the Maryland Hunting Coalition is spending its time in a six-block square area in Annapolis between the State House and the Taws building. And we're dealing with folks who make those regulations, who set those rules, who pass those laws, who kill those laws in Annapolis that have to do with our privileges to hunt and trap here in Maryland, and our privileges to and our right to own our firearms, and they interfere with those things, and they try to work their will. And if somebody's trying to bring harm to our populations of game in Maryland, you know, like the I can't remember the name of the bill. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. The venison, the sale of venison bill last year, the commercial sale of venison, Senate Bill 748. It's on the website. My testimony is there. And I call it unintended consequences. Take a look at that and see, you know, what 748 would have done. And it's just a tremendous amount of information. You have respect for the written word, as do I. I love to read. And you know, if it's not a YouTube video, or if it's not a quick sound bite, people aren't interested in it. Their attention span is about as long as that of a gnat.
Everybody likes to come over for the harvest, but what they need to do is get involved in planting the seeds.
Good point. Good point. Very good point. Yep. Or buy a little fertilizer. Or put a little fuel in the tractor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's be honest with it. Every single week we get inundated with requests for funding. Hey, we're having a barbecue, come on out. Hey, we're having a breakfast, come on out. Well, guess what? You've got to go, and you've got to support, because when it comes nut cutting time in the General Assembly, these folks remember your face when you go to testify. They remember the name of your organization if you send them a nice check. They remember, you know, oh, hey, yeah, I remember that guy came to my fundraiser. Yeah, I remember that guy from the barbecue. Maryland Hunting Coalition. Yeah, I remember that. So, you know, our organization, Maryland Hunting Coalition, was set up properly through the IRS with a 501c4 tax status. And what that simply means is we're a nonprofit organization, but we're not a charity. The difference is that charities are not allowed to have a lobbyist. They're not allowed to become involved politically. Mm-hmm. And that's why these conservation organizations, all the ABC conservation organizations, and I'm not going to quote them. You can go and see a bunch of them on the list that were at the summit last week. That's why you will never see those folks in Annapolis. You won't see them there, because their organization doesn't permit them to go and become engaged politically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, and I'm not being unkind here, but I'm just stating the reality. The ABC conservation organizations, who have national headquarters outside of Maryland, all right, when they have a fundraiser, and I'm going to one today, the money that's raised at those fundraisers, somewhere between 85 and 90% of it goes to the national headquarters to do what the national headquarters wants to do with the money that's raised here in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
All of the money that we raise here in Maryland, and it's not just us, the Maryland Fur Trappers, the Maryland Bowhunter Society, the Maryland QDM, and other local organizations are able to use their money here in Maryland to promote and support you know, the outdoors, and that's what we do. So, you know, it's just a broad difference about the way things are set, how it's set up from the beginning of the organization. The other thing that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is allowed to do is to make political contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not allowed to endorse a candidate. We are not allowed to endorse a particular party, nor would we ever want to, because we work with both the R's and the D's on both sides of the aisle in both chambers in Annapolis. The Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, made up of hunter-friendly lawmakers, are both R's and D's. And they're both senators and delegates, and we've got to work with all of them. And, you know, if you may not agree with them politically, but if one of them is the chairman of one of the committees that hears your bills, and you need to make an impact, you better damn well go to his barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You better damn well go to his breakfast. You better write him a check, and you better support him in his effort for reelection and sustaining his campaign. Because as I said at the beginning, he's going to remember you.
And one other last thing. I wanted to ask your listeners and your truck drivers and everybody that enjoys your show to promote your show word of mouth. You know, I'm in the city, but I'm always running around in the county somewhere.
Right.
And I strike up conversations with people, especially guys, and I say, do you like to hunt? You know, and all they got to do is say yes. And then I start promoting your show. I was thinking today, you know, the first place I started promoting your show in public?
Nope.
It was at Charles's funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Charles at Colton.
I know. I remember.
I ran to his wake because I just had to see him and everything and pay my respects. But I met with some people. We were talking at the casket, and they wanted to know, how did I know him? And I said, well, I know him through the Alan Ellis Show. Do you listen? And then I went into this whole speech at the wake about how they should turn on your show.
Wow. Wow.
So if I can promote your show at a funeral, they can word of mouth tell people, you know, you're up anyway, a lot of people.
Yep.
Turn in and listen.
Yep.
You know?
Thank
all right,
you,
well, I won't take no more time.
All right, friend, I appreciate it, girl. You have a great day, and thanks for your support and kind words.
No problem.
All right, thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. There she goes. We do have to take a break. We definitely have to take a break. So I have got to talk about some stuff here. And one of those things will be the statewide doe harvest challenge. Hey, deer hunters, statewide doe harvest challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. You just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. Now, we met Denny Stauffer again last night. And Denny has this auction company called Stauffer's Auction. It's S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S, Stauffer's Auction Company, up and around Hagerstown area. And he is having the 2015 annual sportsman auction next Saturday. That's the 10th, starting at 2 p.m. You can preview the stuff from 6 to 8 on Friday night, and then at 2 o'clock the auction starts. Here's the address if you want to write it down. 21140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland. Now, there are 191 lots. Most of them are firearms. You can go online. You can register to vote. If you can't make the auction, you can register online and watch the auction take place online live, and you can bid during the course of the auction. So I encourage you to go to Stauffer's Auction Co. That's S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S Auction C-O Company.com. Stauffer's Auction Co.com and check out all the firearms and check out the auction coming up next Saturday, north of Hagerstown on Leadersburg Pike. Stauffer's Auction Co.com. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, Fran, you're getting a lot of fan mail, just so you know. Getting texts, getting emails, and others that are commenting on Fran's comments. So you got a lot of fans out there. So, all right, I got to talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge ongoing right now. We talked about fishing in this weather, and of course it's not happening, but keep in mind that the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who's a recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountains and Deep Creek Lake. 70 species, just about, in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division, too, connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, and you'll find those sizes in your rule book or online. You get your official angler award certificate, and with that, you get an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win great prizes. This year, we gave away a boat and tackle packages. We gave away T-shirts to everybody. We gave away Costa sunglasses and even 20-some thousand dollars in cash. So, the fish are biting right now all over the state of Maryland. Well, not at this moment, but when things clear up a little bit, you'll be able to get back out there and go fishing. It's a great time of year to get on the water, so now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online, dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm sleeping. right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
That's enough. Partridge Family, you got to remember the Partridge Family, David Cassidy and all those folks. He's now 65 years old. He sideswiped a truck before attempting to cover his license plate as he drove away from the scene with a flat tire. Authorities add that witnesses identified the former teen star during a photo lineup. Fleed the scene of a crash, allegedly, or whatever that word is. Yeah. Oh, my. Vic, thank you for holding on. How's things in Camden this morning? Vic, you still with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go right ahead there, brother.
Sorry. No, it's actually Hamden, as in Hamden Hahn.
Got it. How are things in Hamden this morning?
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd give you a shout and give my name in the...
In the contest.
In the contest.
Right.
I still am working on the other half of that piece, specifically talking about the race. Anyway.
Yeah.
That I think is humorous, I used to tell people in the 70s about the animal rights position.
Yes.
Back then, I think Jell-O used some animal pectin to help set it.
Right.
I don't know what they do now. But I used to say, you know, look, any point of view that implies that there's something morally problematic about eating Jell-O has to have something seriously wrong with it. So, anyway, I just thought I'd give you a quick shout, and I'll try to kick you out. I'm really swamped.
I know, it's cool, I'm sure
five
you are.
Five courses.
Oh, my gosh.
Five students in each one of them, and we're figuring out.
Yeah, Vic is our philosophy professor who writes.
So, but I'm glad to see that you've been doing some... nice things with the coalition.
Doing some work, yeah.
Kind of work there in the background.
I know, yeah, well, yeah. And you testified on the commercial venison law that was put in, and guess what? It's coming back. We already know.
Oh.
And it's coming back. We didn't quite get that last nail in the coffin, apparently. So
didn't quite kill it.
Well, we did. I mean, we did in the 2015 session, but we know it's coming back as a legislative issue for the Maryland Farm Bureau in the 2016 session. So we've got to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we talked about that at our summit, and you'll be able to see that if you go on mdhuntingcoalition.org website. You'll see the hunting summit. And the summary is there. It's a good read, and a lot of stuff was talked about by a lot of people, and you'll see who all participated. So we are truly, Vic, we are truly, 1 year later, forming a coalition of the hunting organizations here in Maryland. Not all the conservation organizations, but for the most part, the hunting organizations.
Yeah.
Got it?
Fantastic.
Yeah, buddy.
At least if I went down there again, now I'd know where to park. A little problem. I parked in the wrong lot.
Oh, man, time. Yeah. Yeah.
We're okay.
You got it, man.
All right.
Thanks, Vic.
Take care. I'm going to go make some coffee.
All right, Victor. Thank you, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for holding on so long, too. All right. Coffee? Did you say coffee? Oh, boy. Let's talk to Ed in Essex. Wants to talk about yawning. Go ahead there, Ed.
Yeah, I heard you on, and I didn't even think nothing about it.
Well, that's okay. I mean, what about all the other stuff I've said? Let's not concentrate on the yawn. Let's forget about the yawn. Let's forget about the coffee.
Right.
Let's think about the issues that are facing us here in Maryland as hunters and anglers in Maryland. We have a General Assembly with 188 lawmakers, 47 senators, and 141 delegates. Less than five of them actually hunt. There are more that are friendly towards hunting, but not a lot. And we work with that very small group of pro-hunting folks in the General Assembly. And we're friendly with them. And we have standing with the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is, you know, the hunter-friendly, sportsman-friendly group in the General Assembly. And we are able to accomplish things for hunters in Maryland. Okay? Let's not focus on the yawn or the slurping coffee or David Cassidy or the truck driving songs or anything like that. That's all entertaining. It attracts your attention, but let's focus on what is important to us. If we want to continue to be able to hunt and own firearms in the free state of Maryland.
Well, I don't know if it's that free.
Bingo, friend.
Yeah.
Bingo. We have got to register to vote. You don't have to necessarily be involved in politics, but you have to be aware of what is happening around you. You get your rule book. Here it is, the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping. What's new in 2015-16? Had a discussion with a friend the other day. Well, you can still kill two bucks with each weapon, right? No. What do you mean? When did you change that? What about antler restrictions? No. I mean, you know, well, I didn't read that in the book. Did you read the book? Well, a couple years ago, yeah. I mean, come on, folks. Let's get with it. All right, Ed, appreciate the call. Thanks, man.
All right.
See ya.
Indeed.
There he goes. Not cracking on Ed. I just got to bring that up. Michael Parkville, how are you, Michael?
Good, sir. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Just finished a book called Bias Against Guns.
Okay.
And, you know, unfortunately, anytime you want to get a book like this from any library, good luck finding it.
Rarely,
sure. Like, they have to go find it somewhere a lot of times.
Right.
And I'm not one to usually buy books. I'll rent them or I'll borrow them from the library, and half the time they have to get them to a library in New Hampshire. But this book, all it talked about was how they skew the statistics, and that's what it dealt with. I don't know if you're completely familiar with the book. But they never, ever, ever speak about what a gun does in reference to helping a situation.
Of course not. You know, why would they?
They never talk about the young woman that has a gun in the house that someone's trying to break in, and she either fires a shot or shoots the person to stop whatever's going to happen.
Or just brandishes the firearm.
Okay. And part of the reason is people are so fearful to report that they brandished a firearm to scare away the burglar because they're afraid of being charged.
Well, that's what they said about this chucklehead out in Oregon.
Absolutely.
Oh, he had 13 guns, and the neighbors were alarmed. Why? What are they? I mean, the guy wasn't walking around armed outside his house. We're not here to talk about all the crap in the news.
Right.
I did mention this. We're here to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. But I did, you know, we are gun owners. We do use firearms in the pursuit of game and in the pursuit of our hunting interest. And when I heard this guy on Fox yesterday, he said, even if a person hasn't had a previous criminal or mental issue, they can get around these provisions for owning a gun. What the hell does that mean?
You're familiar with the term doublespeak.
Doublespeak. Right? It's exactly what it is.
Yes, and that term that the first time I heard that term was probably 40-some years ago when I read a book called 1984. That's actually when I heard that. If you look up that. That is the first time I heard that term.
Yeah, doublespeak.
It was called doublespeak.
Yep.
And believe it or not, it's not an accident that he said it like that, okay?
Oh, I do believe that. I do believe that.
That's not an accident.
Yeah.
Attorneys are wonderful, wonderful people, but people have to realize in law school, attorneys spend a lot of time learning how to ask questions in such a way that the person answering the question, okay, no matter how they answer, it's going to be wrong.
Exactly.
And believe it or not, we're reporters and correspondents. Seem to do the same thing, Alan. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you weighing in. There you go. By the way, folks, all you got to do is call, leave your name and number, and then go on the air, and you're in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader at the end of each month, and that would be for October, November, and December, and you're welcome to get in the contest anytime you want. At the end of the month, we'll pull a name, and somebody will be shipped a nice new muzzleloader from the folks, fine folks, at CVA. Go to their website, cva.com, see what great muzzleloaders they have and what they offer offer to you. I use a CVA mountain rifle to take a deer last year. I've took my bear with a CVA muzzleloader. Good folks, and they're very, very beneficial to the folks here in Maryland, that's for sure. Hey, you know, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland's divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org. I want to remind you one more time about Stauffer's Auction and the 2015 Annual Sportsman's Auction coming up in Hagerstown next Saturday at 2 p.m. Go online and see the 191 items on the auction. A lot of guns, number of estates, guns new in the box, handguns, long guns, you name it. They are all online at Stauffer's, Stauffer's Auction, Auction Co., StauffersAuctionCompany.com. It is going to be a live webcast auction. You can view it. You can register online. You can bid online on live while the auction's going on. And you can visit the 2015 Annual Sportsman's Auction. And, of course, all rules and regulations for firearms will be followed as well. That's StauffersAuctionCo.com for the annual 2015 Sportsman Auction. Make sure you check it out. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, and don't forget your Battery Warehouse has inverters, too. If your power goes out, you can still watch the game. That's for sure. Make sure you check that out. Plenty of D-cell batteries, flashlight batteries, and you name it, they've got it for any kind of emergency. So just so you know. All right. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're off just off Beltway exit number 9. I want to talk to you about some fine Browning firearms. Let's talk about semi-automatic shotguns right now. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader shotgun on the planet is the A5. The hump is back with 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. You will love this gun. You will love the way it comes to your shoulder. You will love the way it shoots. The BPS pump shotgun in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models is also available. It features bottom ejection. It comes in a DuraTouch armor coating finish, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo, if you like. And there are two deer models available, one in 12-gauge and one in 20-gauge, as a pump shotgun. Check it out. The Maxis is an autoloader shotgun, which is waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, the new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and also the gold light 10-gauge. If you want a 10-gauge that won't kill you, the gas-operated autoloader and 3.5-inch chamber is a composite, comes in a composite stock with a DuraTouch armor coating and Mossy Oak camo. Three standard and vector choke tubes come with it. It is a proven standard for autoloading performance. They have the full line of shotguns for shooting sports, and the new one is the A-Bolt 3, the AB3. Comes in a variety of high power calibers from .30-06 to .270 to .308 to .300 mag to 7mm mag. Comes with a 3-9 Redfield Browning, or a 3-9 Redfield scope already attached in a package in a hard case, and it's available for a very, very reasonable price at Clyde Sports Shop. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. That's ClydeSports.com.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Paladin, Paladin, where did you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Have gone, will travel, reads the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire keeps the call.
Richard Boone. Let's talk to John in Catonsville. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm great. Just sing along with Alan here, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, look, I can't make it as an entertainer and in singing, so since it's my show, I get to sing on my own show, and you got to put up with it. Sorry.
I hear you. I have a couple questions for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any experience with quick fletch?
No, but I know that you're talking about a fletching that is goes over the arrow, and I think it's you use heat to shrink wrap it onto the arrow. Is that correct? What I'm talking about?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I know a number of dealers use it, and I'll tell you, if you fletch your own arrows, it's one of the easiest ways to do it rather than use a fletching jig. That's for sure.
Okay, I've used it.
You like it?
I had a little operator error with it.
Don't we all when it comes to doing it ourselves?
Yeah,
I cut that tube before three times, and it's still too short. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but I did another set that I'm looking forward to using. It's easy. It's a good way to go.
Yeah, yeah. You cut your arrows to length, whatever you decide your length is on your arrows. You slide this tube that has the feathers attached over the end of the arrow. And then you heat shrink it on there, and then you can put your knock in and insert your glue your insert in and do that. Yep. But yeah,
that's the key. Taking that knock off. If you do it with the knock on, when you're done, the arrow weighs about 5 times more than it did when you started.
Right.
Full water.
Right.
I'm not saying nothing.
Never mind. I know what you did.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
yeah.
All right. Another question.
Yes, sir.
Does anybody make like a spray-on camo for a rifle or pistol that's removable?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, there's plenty of that stick-on stuff that you can buy. I had one of my 1187s dipped here not too long ago. The gun was in pretty rough shape, and I'm having my old. I took my Japanese 7.7 gun that I took, but my dad brought home from World War II, and it's been beat to pieces, and it's just sporterized and bastardized all over the place. I took it up to Tim Hafer in Hagerstown last night and dropped it off. And I had a stock that I bought when I was 12 years old from Herder's, a beautiful walnut stock. And I said, what do you think? And he said, whoever cut this stock carved out too much, and we can't fill it. The stock is useless. I've been holding on to that stock for almost 50 years.
Bummer.
So I said, okay, what do I use it for, a boat paddle? He says, pretty much. So I said, okay, what can we do to the gun to get it back in shape? He said, how about if I Cerakote it? I said, do it. Let's Cerakote that gun, and I want to shoot a deer with it. I don't care. My dad brought it back. It has some nostalgic value, and so that's what we're going to do with that. But as far as a spray-on camo, don't know anything other than the paint and, you know, paint remover, but you don't want to do that.
No, this is a Super Red Hawk and stainless, and then I put a aluminum scope on it.
So yeah.
And I've killed a lot of deer with it, but it's
bright.
You pull it out, it's a lot of metal in the wood.
Yeah, it's bright. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I could recommend on that maybe is to get a camo face mask or something like that. Carry it with you, and something that you can just pop off of there when the deer's in sight. You know, just kind of keep it covered up. So.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks, Sean. See you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Down.
Yep, thank you. Tony in Pikesville, good morning, real quick.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to get in on the contest, and I was planning on taking the crossbow out this morning, but it's a little crappy out.
Just a little crappy. Yeah, wait till the weather. Wait till the first part of the week when we start getting some high pressure in here. Those deer will really, really move. Believe it or not, though, there were deer out two nights ago in all that stuff all over the place.
Oh, I don't mind going out in the rain. It seems like you usually see things. Can't hear anything.
Right. That's okay. Yeah, they still got to eat, right?
Yep. Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. John in North Carolina. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Getting in the contest?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
I love muzzleloader.
I know.
Listen, about painting guns, there's an aside. I do that. I use Krylon. Any brand will do. And but you have to make sure this is not a gun you're going to want to resell or trade in. It destroys the value.
Exactly.
Sometimes they come out really good, and if you don't like it, you touch it up and give it another coat.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've done that several times.
Oh, sure. I had an old shotgun, an old beater shotgun that I use for home protection, and I've painted that, you know, and it just black spray paint, and it looks pretty good. So, yep.
I really called about muzzleloaders. I've got currently a stainless. But one thing people kind of took me by surprise, that, you know, neglect, I forgot about it.
Right.
Periodically take it out of the stock, look at the trigger group, because mine is not a sealed action.
Oh, good point.
I get a lot of blow-by. Well, trigger group rusted.
Oh, that's not good.
Not so bad that it can't be used, but...
Right.
But you know, a new CVA would be nice.
Well, there you go. Good luck.
I ended up, I poured a kettle full of boiling water through it. Blew it out, said, hon, can I use your hair dryer? And then I hit it with a bunch of REM oil.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, it still works.
Oh, sure, sure.
But nobody likes to see that.
No. All right, so trigger group, blow by, season. Good point. Good point on the muzzleloaders, absolutely.
Yeah, the end of this season, guess who's taking their gun apart again?
That would be John in North Carolina.
That's it.
I got
listen,
it.
Have a good season.
All right, buddy, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. We need to take a break, right? I need to tell them one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. Here's the deal on Clyde Sports Shop. They're a full-line Browning dealer. Go to Browning.com. Look at the guns. Look at the shotguns. Look at the rifles. Look at the handguns. And guess what? Clyde Sports Shop can get whatever you want that's on that website or in that catalog. They can get it for you. They'll make sure you can get it. If it deserves a scope, they can put a scope on it. They have a full-time gunsmith down there. They have all the ammunition. They have licenses and all the firearms you need for hunting, home protection, and the shooting sports. Whether it's a 725 Satori over and under or a BT-99 trap gun, they've got it all. Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters for firearms here in Maryland. And by the way, they do carry fishing supplies, too. They have that 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH, and you can check that out, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website. Don't forget about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's underway right now for all recreational anglers in Maryland. And it's 70 species of fish. You catch one of a specific size. You take it and get your angler award in all divisions all across the state. And you qualify to win great prizes and even cash. Fisher Going to be biting pretty soon here, so now's not the time to stay indoors. It's good fishing season. Go fish. DNR.maryland.gov/fisheries is where to go on that. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're right back here. We got a lot of calls here. We're going to try and get through them. Let's talk to Margaret in, where are you, Margaret?
Rockdale.
Rockdale. Okay, what's up?
You're calling once more for my great-grandson for fishing.
Say it again.
If you have time.
We don't. Can you call us back next week?
I will.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. There we go. Who's next? Ken in Eldersburg. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning to you. I'm doing good.
Good.
Beautiful day.
Yep. What's on your mind? We got a very short time here. Go ahead,
Ken. All right,
Ken.
Look, yeah, real quick. When I was a little kid, 12, 13, or 14, my dad was stationed at Fort Meade and enrolled me into an NRA program where we learned tournament shooting. We
right.
fired this, I think it was a P-51, a great big heavy barrel 22.
Right.
And then we got involved in tournaments in the area. We used to go to D.C. and all over. Do they still have those programs for teenagers, young men, women? And by the way, there were a lot of girls in it, too. I mean, it was a great program. We used to get medals and all kinds of stuff. It was really great activity.
I think the Eddie Eagle program is out there, but I'm not sure how far they go. We do have the YHEC program that's a youth just Google YHEC if you have a computer. YHEC and see what you come up with.
I'll do that.
All right, buddy. Got to go.
Bye. You have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, folks. We got a few callers on the line that we cannot get to. We're sorry about that. We'll have to take your call next week if you want to get in the contest, and we'll go from there. Bill and Dundalk, Glenn and Glen Burnie. Sorry. There's the music. Just ran out of time. Can't help it. So we will be in touch next week. Same time, same station. MD Hunt.